Guys, I can't wait till we see you in real person. I'd love to get on a plane and travel a little bit, but again, for now, we're stuck where we are, and Baruch Hashem, a great way to teach. So now that we are on the eve of Bein HaMetzarim, the eve of 3 weeks, I figured it's a great opportunity to talk about the building of Bayis Shlishi. We've been speaking in the past few weeks about what's going to be Yemos HaMashiach, keeping mitzvahs. We spoke about various topics of eating pig in the times of Mashiach. So let's speak about the one we've been waiting our whole life for, the Bayis Shlishi. How is the Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt? So it begins in a Rashi, at least we'll begin in a Rashi. A Rashi appears a couple places in Shas, Maseches Sukkah and Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara there indicates that there's a possibility that the Beis HaMikdash will be built balayla at nighttime, or it might be built on Yontif. And Rashi raises the question, how is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash could be built on Yontif? The building of the Beis HaMikdash is not one of the things that violate that Doche Yontif. It's not Ochel Nefesh. You can't be Doche, the building, by Yontif. And you can't build the Beis HaMikdash by Laila. The Pasuk says it has to be built by Yom. Uvayom Hakim. So how could the Gemara entertain such a possibility that by Shlishi will be built Balayla or Bayantif? And Rashi famously explains that the Mikdash Ha'asid, the future Beis HaMikdash, She'anu Mitzapim, that we're so very much looking forward to, we're anticipating that day, will be Banoi U'Meshuchlalhu Yigala V'Yavo Mishamayim. It's going to be revealed, it's going to be exposed from Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to just drop it there on top of Har HaBayis. That's what's going to happen. Now, as a side point, something for each one of us to think about, there's a Ravan. Ravan is, a grandchild of Rashi. Ravan says, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to keep the mitzvahs. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu violates Yontif. He's building the base of Mikdash and Yontif. He's taking by Shlishi and lowering it. And he's violating Malacha on Yontif. And it's an incredible sugi. Maybe we could do this next week about whether Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps mitzvahs. It's not in line with the Yemos Mashiach, but there's like a great Yerushalmi, that discussion, conversation that took place between Rabbi Akiva and Tornes Rappus. And Tornes Rappus says to Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. How come your God doesn't keep the Torah? He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, it's Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the clouds around. He's moving the clouds from one Rishus to another Rishus, from one domain to another domain. The wind blows, the sun rises, the sun sets. How is he able to do this? It rains on Shabbos, he's violating Zoreah. And Rabbi Kiva says, I know you're a Baki in Torah, Tornes Rappus. And you know that if two people who live in one chatzah, they need to make a eruv so they could carry it to each other. But if one person lives in the chatzah, he doesn't need to make an eruv, it's his. Says Rabbi Akiva, the entire world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. There's no moving of clouds from one domain to another domain, one rishus to another rishus, one chatzah to another chatzah. So of course a Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah. Of course a Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. He's meniach tefillin, he wears tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens every single day. My most favorite Gemara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping the mitzvahs is that there's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Vav Amud Beis, that tells us that one time Rebbe Aviyasar and Rebbe Yonasan were having a machlokas. And they were debating about a story about Pilegish Begiva, that the Pilegish Begiva was sent away from her husband's house, however you call the husband of a Pilegish. And they had a debate, why he send her away? Rabbi Aviyasar said, because the husband found a zav of a fly. Rabbi Yonasan says that there was a hare that disgusted him. Was it a fly? Was it a hare? One time, Rabbi Aviyasar had Gilui El Yohanavi. And he said, Elio, I've got a kasha for you. What happened in Pilegish Begiva? Tell me. So he says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually learning that sugya right now. He's learning the sugya of Pilegesh Begiva. And you know what he says? He's saying, to quote HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ev Yasar Beni, my dear child of Yasar, says, this happened. And then Hashem says, my dear son Yonas and Beni, Kachu Omer, asks Rebbe Yasar to Elio, is it possible? Mi'ika Sveika Kamashmaya, is there a suffix in Shemayim? What happened? It's a question of Mitzias. What happened? Was it a fly or was it a hair? And he says, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. And we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he learn, but he quotes the Talmid Chachamim as he learns, my son Ev Yasser, my son Yonasan. So there are a number of sources. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic sugya about HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping the Torah. Why he keeps the Torah? Just because it's such a great topic, I'll just say one more thing about this. An incredible Reb Tzadok. There's another Medrash that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayinachem Hashem. Hashem had regret for creating the world. At Migdal Bavel, it says. So the Reb Tzadok says, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tshuva also. He had nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes mistakes. He needs to make himself better. He does tshuva. There's a nechama. Reb Tzadok says, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do tshuva, had to wear tefillin, had to daven? Because just like when Hashem said a word, he created by Er Vayivoke, Yom Echad, Vayi Or, he created by saying things. He created the world we live in. He has to also create mitzvahs. He has to create ruchnis. How does Hashem create ruchnis, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen? When Hashem wears tefillin, kivyachol. When Hashem davens. When Hashem has tshuva. This is how he creates mitzvahs for you and I. There's so much more to talk about. But either way, he points out, the Ravan says, according to Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to keep mitzvahs. He does. He chooses to, but sometimes he chooses not to. And when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, he's going to just take Bais Shlishi and plop it down on top of Har Bais. So the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger, he's going back and forth with different Zohars. What's his Bais Shlishi going to look like? And he says, according to one Zohar, it's going to be the same exact thing as Bais Sheni. He's just going to reveal to us. It was never really destroyed. The Medrash says Hashem took it away to protect it. But there's another Shita that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild a brand new one for us. So, which one is it? And the Kloisenberger says, it depends what we do. If we're Zohar to a geula because we earn it, because we are doing the right thing, we're keeping Shabbos and Torah and mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build a brand new Beis HaMikdash and just plop it down for us. And if we don't deserve it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to us because we're stuck, then we're going to get the old Beis HaMikdash. But either way, we see from Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build that Beis HaMikdash for us. It's going to come straight from Shemayim, whether it's new or whether it's old. But then there's the Shita of the Rambam. If you look inside, I'll share the share screen with everyone here. If you read this one together, I could pull it up quickly. I can't find it on my screen. Okay, so those who have it, those who don't, fine. I'll just read it to you, I'm sorry. I think I just lost you guys, here we go. So what the Rama writes is as follows. I can't see everyone now. Something happened. Bear with me, guys. Oh, here we go. I had to stop screen share. Okay, sorry. So what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Bechira is, Binyan shebana Shlomo kfar mefurish b'malachim, that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash Bais Rishon, and then he writes, V'chein binyan ha'asid lihibanos. We will build Bais Shlishi. You and I. We're going to get down on our hands and knees and put brick by brick, cement and layers and build everything. We will build it, not Hashem. Huge machlokes rishonim. Will Hashem build it or will we build it? What's the nafkamina? We'll see what happens. Let's wait and see. So I'll tell you, the Shari Tshuva says the following is the nafkamina. When we say after a number of the karbanos or after davening, we say Yibane Beis HaMikdash. Should the nusach be Yibane Beis HaMikdash or should it be Tibana Beis HaMikdash? Tibana is you. We're talking to Hashem. We have a holy Yiratzon. Yiratzon Shetibane that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will build the base of Mikdash. Or do we say, Yibane, it will be built by you and I. So they point out that's a nafkamina in terms of who's going to build the base of Mikdash, us or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So another nafkamina is, the Tiferes Yisrael points out, Mefarshim and Maseches Midos, at the end of all of Seder Kadshim, the final Masecht in Kadshim is called Midos. And Midos talks in great length about the measurements, the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kalim. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, why do we need Maseches Midos? We're not building it. We don't need to know what to do. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it. What's the point in it? And he says, you see that there's a Raya from here to the Rambam that we are going to build it because we need to know what to do. Otherwise, just forget about everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the binyan. So it must be the fact that there exists a Maseches Midos that's going to be built by you and I, by man. But then he says something really interesting. He says, if you and I are going to build it, how could that Gemara we start off with suggest that it would be built on Yontif? You and I cannot build on Yontif. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not docha Yontif. So the Tiferes Yisrael is mechadesh that we are going to hire or maybe appoint non-Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash. You imagine that? He says that sheyavnu nachrim, this is the first Tiferes Yisrael on all Maseches Midos, sheyavnu nachrim, like it says in the Pasuk, duzarim, the zarim, the foreigners, the nachrim, non-Jews, uru'u tonechem, they're going to take our sheep. They're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to sit back and learn and daven, and they're going to do everything for us. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael suggests. And since they're building it, they could build it on Yontif. Ah, it's Amir L'Akum. Amir L'Akum on Shabbos doesn't work. B'malkum Mitzvah. B'malkum Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You could empower and charge the Goyim with building Bayis Shlishi. The truth is that Tiferes Yisrael, what? Ein shvus b'mikdash as well, but the Gemara Erevin does say ein shvus b'mikdash, but it's not true across the board. Some shvusim still do apply, but take a look in the end of Erevin. It talks about which ones do and which ones don't. So the Tiferes Yisrael was mechaven to Rabbeinu Bechai, which we saw together a few weeks ago. Rabbeinu Bechai was talking about the Medrash that says, why is a chazer called a chazer? Why is a pig called a chazer? Chazer Lashon of Chozer, it's going to return. And we saw a number of different interpretations, but one of the interpretations that he says that because they are going to return and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash that they destroyed. A Chazer, a pig, is symbolic of Edom, of the Christians, Romans, that destroyed our Beis HaMikdash. They're going to be Chozer and rebuild our Beis HaMikdash. This is exactly what the Tiferes Yisrael says, that we are going to have the Goyim build it for us. And just the Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the Rishonim, hones in on which nation? It's going to be the nation of Edom, the Christians. So we have this fascinating machlokas. Again, whether Bayis Shlishi is coming from Shemayim, or we're going to build it. Rashi says again it's Bayis Shlishi from Shemayim. The Rambam says it's going to be built by people. But there's a very interesting Rashi. I want to try to get this back up in the share screen because I really could die to look inside. So give me one more second to try to get this in. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't find it. I don't know why it's not coming up. I apologize. It was a different one. It was a wrong Mar Makomos, I think. So I'll just read it to you. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis says, Vayirani Hashem Arba Harashim, the Pasuk says, there are going to be four carpenters, four tradesmen. Man Ninhu Arba Harashim, who are the four carpenters? The Mishnah, the Gemara there says in Sukkah, Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Ve'eliyahu, Ve'kohen Tzedek. They are four carpenters, four workers. What kind of work are they doing? What kind of work is Mashiach doing? Says Rashi, Mashiachim Shneim, both Mashiachim, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, Harashim lebinyan beis hamikdash, they are going to be the carpenters, busy chopping the wood, nailing things, the sawing, everything you need to do to build the beis hamikdash. the Mashiachim will be doing this. And Eliyahu is going to be Charish Evan. He's going to be doing with the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. So did we just say that Rashi tells us that the Bais Shlishi is going to come from Shemayim? What are the Mashiachim doing building the Beis HaMikdash here? That's a steer within Rashi. So the Maharal says a beautiful thing. An absolutely beautiful thing. Maharal says in number 9, those who have it in front of them, Zesh Amar Medrash, Ki ha-ge'ulos harishonos hayu ayidei b'nei adam. The first ge'ulos, the first redemptions that we went through in life, in history, were through man, b'nei adam. Lo ha-yisa ge'ula, it wasn't because of Hashem Yisbarach. It was from b'nei adam, that the avos, the zechuyos from their avos, were the ones who granted us a ge'ula. And since it was man-made, there's going to be a hefsek. There's only a limit to how much a zechus, even from the avos, could last for. Aval ha-ge'ula ha-acharona, the final redemption which we're waiting for. Tieh b'mashu yisbarach tzura achrona li-Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch is going to be the one to create it. He's going to propel such a ge'ula. Lechach lo tieh efsek l'davar zeh. There will be no interruptions. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the ge'ula, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates something, it's unbreakable. And that's what the pasuk says, Yisrael no shebashem. When Hashem saves us, it's going to be a chuas olamim, a eternal Yeshua, an eternal redemption. Ukamosha Amar, as it says in the pasuk, it goes further. V'af ki geula achrona gam kein ye aidei Mashiach. Yeah, Mashiach's going to be there. He'll be involved in redemption. So doesn't that tell us it's man-made? He says there's a difference still between the geula rishona and the geula achrona. Because the geula rishona, it came about mitzad Yisrael, mitzad zechus avos. Entirely lopsided, all from zechus avos. There is no involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever low-level involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that geula will have a hefsek. Because kol davar shu mitzad adam, anything that's man-made, has an end. Yesh lo hefsek. Aval geula achrona, the final redemption, Af ki tiyeh aydei emelech Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be there. It's going to be tiyeh mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. It's going to come from Hashem. Asher hu mamin HaMashiach. Who appoints HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who going to appoint Mashiach rather? HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints him. But I think next week I want to talk about the names of Mashiach. Who is Mashiach? What's his name? The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the names of Mashiach and the many, many different interpretations or suggestions. What's the name? But whoever Mashiach will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint that Mashiach. V'davar zeh, says the Maharal, nikra ki Hashem yizbarach hu agol. He is going to be the Redeemer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's appointing it, he's creating it. And Melech Mashiach is even greater than Malachim, he writes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed him that way. But the Geula Rishona, again, he goes back to say this idea. So the understanding is as follows. Rashi is not a steerer. Because both Mashiach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to play significant roles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring by Shlishi from Shemayim somehow. And somehow, the Mashiach will be involved, will be engaged in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But Aruch HaNer says a really incredible idea. He says, no, they're both true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it, and we're going to build it. How is that going to happen? He says there's a Beis HaMikdash Gufni, Gashmi, and a Beis HaMikdash Ruchni. You and I, the Mashiachim, we are going to build the Beis HaMikdash physically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to infuse it with the Neshama, with the Ruach. That's what means Bai Shlish is coming from Shemayim. Every person, every body has a Guf and a Neshama. It's true of the Beis HaMikdash as well. There's a Guf and there's a Neshama. The Medrash talks about Yushalayim. There's a Guf Yushalayim and there's a Neshama. There's a Yushalayim Shamala. There's a base Medrash. A yeshiva's down here and there's a yeshiva Shamala. Everything Lamala is Kula Ruchni, Kula Neshama. You know, just to show this point about this idea of a physical, not that we need to prove it, but like a physical yeshiva and a spiritual yeshiva. So it's brought down by the Sfarim that every single night when we go to sleep, the Neshama is taken up into Shemayim and that Neshama learns. It learns in the base Medrash. And you and I oftentimes don't realize it. I was zocha a couple times. I don't know if this would happen, but I've gone to sleep a couple times thinking about learning. And I woke up thinking about learning the same sugya, as nothing happened. And I woke up with such incredible hana. I can't describe it to you. Such incredible hana and feeling of that I went to sleep learning a kasha, and I woke up with that same kasha. I would recommend, try to think of a kasha, tzarechin, a Rabbi Kiva Eger, something deep before you go to sleep. And maybe be zoch to wake up thinking that same thing. I don't know if that's my feeling of the neshama and yeshiva shemala, but it exists. Now the Chassam Sofer was such a great Eloy at a young age. And his father knew this. And his father, instead of telling his Chassam Sofer, his child, a story, a bedtime story, he would actually ask him a big kasha that he didn't know the answer to. The father didn't know the answer to. A tzarech ian of some sort. And oftentimes, Chassam Sofer would wake up in the morning with the teretz, with an answer. Because when you're on the level of, all our neshamas go to learn in the base medrash shalmala. We just are not attuned to it. We're not sensitive to it. The Chassam Sofer was. So there's a yeshiva shalmata and a yeshiva shalmala. There's a base hamigdash lamata and there's a base hamigdash lamala. So the Rambam's right and the Rashi's right. We're going to build a physical Beis HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to infuse a spiritual Beis HaMikdash. It's going to come together. And we also, of course, are going to contribute to the spiritual one. We're taught all the time that every single mitzvah that we do is building another brick of Beis HaMikdash. And it's a spiritual brick. Remember my son, he's around 7 now. When he was 4 maybe, I saw him taking a lot of money, a lot of dollar bills or $20 bills, and he's sticking in the stucco box in the house. I said, Yisrael Meir, what are you doing? He says, my mower says, I want to try to get as many mitzvahs as possible. I said, but that's not your money. You can't just take money around. It was the cleaning lady's money. We left that for her to take. And he just got the message that every single stucco, every single mitzvah that we do, every dollar builds another brick. And, you know, we get desensitized over time because we don't see it happening. And that's why the davening and the learning of children are so sweet and so innocent, because they really believe in it. They believe that every single mitzvah that they do is another brick in Bayis Shlishi. We're building the physical and spiritual Bayis Shlishi. So I want to finish off with a story. I know it's a little short today. I just have to run to something. But I want to finish off with a very, very sweet story about the great tzaddik Rav Shalom Mibels. Shalom Mibels was building a shul, a Beis Medrash, for his kehila. And his older brother came to visit him. Not really him, but their mother, Rav Shalom Mibels, his mother, lived with him. So the older brother was coming to be mechabed his mother. And he saw that his younger brother, Rav Shalom, was physically building the Beis Knesses. He was helping out, putting on the bricks and the cement and schlepping things. And he was already the Rebbe at the time. So his older brother said to Rav Shalom, I don't understand. Don't you know that there's a din? When a person's a parnes, a person's a leader, you can't do mlacha, you can't do activity and work in public in front of your kehila. How are you building the Beis Knesses? This is not right. This is not, it's beneath you. So Rav Shalom shared with him the following story. When he was a young bacher, he and two of his close friends, they found out, they read in a sefer, someone told them, that if they learn and stay up 1,000 nights in a row learning, they'll be zocha to Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi. So they made a pact, these three young bachim, that they're going to try their hardest to stay up together as a group, as a chabura, to learn every night for 1,000 nights and meet Eliyahu HaNavi. And so they started off night after night, came around the 500th night, and one of the bachim, he bailed on them. He says, I can't do it. I need my sleep. And he left. A couple hundred nights later, around an 800th night or so, the second one bailed out. Rav Shalom was the last man standing. And he pushed himself. It was the final night, that 1,000th night of staying up all night learning. He's in the Beis Medrash by himself. And then suddenly an incredible wind comes into the shul, blows out all the windows from the shul, glass all over the place, the candles all blew out. It was pitch black, middle of the night, all by himself, scared for his life. Rav Shalom runs to the Aron Kodesh, opens up and starts davening to Hashem, please help me, please protect me, please save me. In walks an old man to the shul. And, of course, it was Eliyahu Navi. And we sat down and we learned that night. And he taught me about Hilchos Beis Knesses. He taught me what it means to build a shul. And Reb Shalom said to his father, to his brother rather, the last thing I learned with Eliyahu Navi was about the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses. I don't only know how to build a physical Beis Knesses, but I know the spiritual, the ruchnius of Beis Knesses. What it means to build Beis Knesses. How could I not build every single brick? You think it's a brick I'm putting on top? I see there's ruchni behind everything. And this is a message to everything that we do. When raising children and grandchildren, when working, it looks on the outside that's something physical that we're doing. It looks like we're planting trees, we're making money, we're building businesses. It's all full of ruchni. The greatest lesson that I've learned from like Hasidus in general is that everything physical is really spiritual. The more physical it is, it's actually more spiritual. Everything in Hasidus, whenever there's a klala, it's really a bracha. What's the biggest klala that we have in the world is that Adam was banished from Gan Eden. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, and they brought death into the world, and they were banished. And that sounds like a terrible klala, and psukim certainly sound that way. But the other way to look at this is that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, he gave Adam and every one of us an opportunity to rebuild, to replant, cultivate a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. He just plopped them down into Gan Eden, man and woman. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to have children of our own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a beautiful Gan Eden with plants and trees and flowers. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do it, b'zeh pecha. Not as a klala, but as an opportunity to build a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. To create His world, to cultivate the world, make it something beautiful, and to add spirituality in everything that's physical in the world. The Zohar famously says that which is a greater day, Purim or Yom Kippur? The Zohar says Purim is greater because Yom Kippurim is only Kippurim, but it's not quite as good as Purim. Yom Kippur, we're as holy as possible. There's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no nothing. And in Purim, we're busy stuffing our faces and drinking. How could Purim be even greater? And the answer is because when we have the opportunity to take that which is physical and to infuse it with that which is spiritual, that's an even greater, greater level of accomplishment. So often we think about the Beis HaMikdash being something very physical, but we can't forget that something so spiritual. So says the Rambam, we're going to build it by Shlishi. Physically we're going to build it, whether you and I, whether the Romans, whether any other non-Jew will build it, or whether some other person, but that's the Bayis HaShlishi that will build, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down the Bayis HaShlishi, Biruchni, the Neshama. And through that, through learning about these, and the Gemara says, when you learn about Karbanos, when you learn about Avoda, when you learn about the Beis HaMikdash, it's Ki'ilu, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. So continuing to learn these topics, we should be zocha to not only be ki'ilu, but to actually have the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be zocha to that day soon, where the Mashiachim come, the builders, the carpenters of the Beis HaMikdash, to be zocha to see them with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, from here of Yamenu, Amen v'Amen.